Hello and welcome to TPCast episode number 51. We're back. The last podcast that we did was like in December, I think, or before.
Probably.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're back.
This time Kyle is with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't it a little too late for Christmas music?
I'm just putting it in here, because even though it's, January, it's it still counts. It's still close enough.
Holidays.
Alright, so first we'll go and talk about stuff that has nothing to do with us.
Transmorphers?
I guess we could talk about that, even though it's not really news.
Wouldn't we rather review Yes Man?
I guess we could.
I'm thinking we'll review Yes Man and maybe The Day the Earth Stood Still. So, yeah, but first off, some quick news. Apparently Halo Wars has been pushed back to, I think it's March 3rd.
March 3rd. It was never pushed back.
It was supposed to be in February, and then they pushed it back to March.
Yeah, it was, it's coming out in February in other countries.
Yeah, I saw that. Alright, so, let's see here. I'm not sure if there's much Bungie news. They just posted, new pictures of, Orbital, which is in the Halo, a Mythic map pack. So, that's really cool. And it looks really good. I'm still waiting for that, that Coagulation remake.
They're not gonna do that.
I really want that.
I don't want it because I don't care about it.
They've already done it with Standoff and Valhalla. They even said that those are the two and they're not gonna make any
more. I know. Although, for me, it's not enough. Let's see. Don't think we need to talk about that.
You're right.
Kevin's grateful. I think that's, it that we have to say about, stuff that doesn't have to do with us.
Unless, Kyle, you want to count the George Bush days.
Oh, yes.
But you can just count it in your head.
Yeah, check the official. Okay. As of today, it's 17. I remember when it was more than 700.
Yeah. So, 17 days.
It's going by fast.
Definitely.
Wasn't it 666 and then 300 on your birthday?
Yeah. Alright, so, let's continue on. We didn't get any emails. Podcast at thomasproductionsinc.com, but we did get some voicemails. So,
I hope they both listen to this so they know.
I think we'll play them now.
Hello? Is this the number? I saw this in a YouTube video, and I decided to call it. If these people had anything to do with Marlon D. Elite, please call back. If you do not, I guess it's just a random video number that happened to be real. Bye.
Well, thanks for calling.
I guess, yes, we do have something to do with Marlon, right?
Yeah.
We make it. But we can't call you back because
we don't know your number.
But
yes, we did put in our voicemail number into episode 29 of Marlon the
Elite. We were going to put a fake number, but I said, hey, let's put our podcast number to see if anyone wants to cut. In hopes of this.
Getting some voicemail love. So anyway, there's one more, so let's play that.
Hello. I just wanted to say nice words. Project Black Knight was awesome. And your website is great. Can't wait to see more from you guys. That's all.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, Project Black Knight was awesome.
If I don't say so myself.
We wouldn't have put it up if it wasn't awesome, right?
I guess.
Keep editing and editing until it's perfect. And he did.
Alright, so, speaking of that, why don't we just start talking about our new movies and stuff?
Okay, so...
We finished off Marlon the Elite Season 3. Yes. It's called Season 3. Technically, it's like Season 2, if you count it as like a whole, you know, full season. But our seasons are like the actual seasons. So
10 episodes.
Yeah, 10 episodes. So yeah, so we finished off that.
You guys got another year of Marlon coming next month.
Yeah.
We don't know when we're gonna start, but it won't be anytime soon.
Yes,
because we have fun making them.
We're starting back up in February. And
Project Black Knight, we released that.
Yes, that it did got very good feedback. And we'll be continuing that, of course. That series is just kind of whenever we finish one, we'll post it.
It happens when it happens, so it's not like a weekly basis or anything like Marlon is.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll come out when it's ready.
Which it's not.
Definitely. Episode 2.
We have the script and a little bit of filming, right?
A little more than a little bit of filming. But we got the script.
Is there a big choreographed part in third one?
Yeah, that's episode 3. That's gonna be super tough. Anyway, the listeners are probably going, What are they talking about?
Sorry.
So frustrating!
Only we know.
Yes. And viewers who tuned into our channel around Christmas time will have seen that we posted a new Detective Awesome movie.
Yay.
Called Detective Awesome and the Mystery of the Christmas Murder.
And you know what's funny about all the Detective Awesomes for me is that the first one wasn't like the funnest one to make, and I don't think it's the funnest one to watch. The second one was probably the funnest to make, but it's not as fun to watch, I think. And for me, I didn't like making this third one. Well, I liked it, of course, but it wasn't as fun as the others. But I love watching it. It's like the funniest one, I think. My favorite. That's why Detective Awesome is so weird for me.
My favorite is the second one, because it's fun to make. Really fun to make. And it's fun to watch.
My favorite one to make was number one, just because it was so spontaneous.
That's why it's so different from all the others, is... We didn't know what we were doing.
We didn't have a plan. The story just kind of came out when we were making, when we were filming.
And the favorite one to watch would be number 2.
Because of all the explosions.
Number 3 is really good as well. It's just number 2 is better.
You know, when we were over at our aunt's work, we went into this conference room and played it on a big screen.
Oh.
On a projector and everything.
Oh,
no one was really watching it, but we played it anyway, and it was fun.
Yes.
It's the biggest I've seen myself. No, actually not. Really, never mind.
Okay.
I've seen myself be.
So that's up in 2 parts on YouTube right now. Please go check it out. It has outtakes, which we'll be posting probably pretty soon.
I don't know why you haven't posted them yet.
Yeah.
Also, we posted another video yesterday, last night.
More spontaneous than Detective Awesome.
It was, hey, let's make a video and say, join the forums, and then they clicked on making a video and said, I can't believe I'm doing this. And it was really funny.
Yeah. It's just basically telling people to join the forums. And then it scared some people, so go check it out.
It didn't scare anybody. Go check
and,
it out.
Yeah, and just to let you know that when we were recording it, the mic wasn't really adjusted right, so the volume's kind of low. So you might have to crank up the volume a little to hear what we're saying.
Especially me, I'm way in the back.
Yeah. Alright, so... Let's see what else. We got some good stuff that we are going to use for movie endeavors for Christmas. So, we got an HD...
We got an HD camera!
Yeah.
Yay!
And it's like a hard drive-based camera.
Which means no tape? No, no battery, right?
No, no tape.
No tape?
No tape.
Cool.
So, unfortunately, that doesn't mean that you're going to get HD Machinima, because...
You still have to use the other one, don't you?
Yeah, because it doesn't have the right ports and stuff, and even if it did, it wouldn't work, because it's, like, all digital and stuff, so... it won't affect Machinima at all, but our live-action videos should be in official HD, because if you've been clicking on our videos... at the, you know, the low right of the video, it says, like, click to see, like, an HD, but it's not really HD, it's just...
A bigger screen?
Yeah, it's just the method that I use to export is exactly the same as if you were exporting HD footage, so YouTube recognizes it as HD footage. So...
They give you a bigger screen.
Yeah, that's why.
You trick them into giving you a bigger screen?
Yeah. So, that's why. So now, live-action videos should be in true HD on YouTube.
And we kind of have a little test video, right?
I guess you could call it a test video. It's a little more than that. We filmed yesterday.
We made a stupid video yesterday, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
not the Join the Phones one. We made another one, our first one with an HD camera.
Yeah, so that'll be up when it's up. I gotta, you know... figure out how to connect the camera to, you know, the computer and import it, and then I can edit it on this new software that I got. Oh, excuse me. Oh, it's
you're gonna make me yawn now.
Maybe
you have scissors.
Maybe.
I have a mole hair. I need to cut it.
I'm sure the listeners are thrilled about that. Well, my sisters happen to be gone at the moment.
It can wait.
Good. So, we also got this new editing software. It's Final Cut, like we've been using. Only it's Final Cut Pro.
So it's more professional.
Two, isn't it?
Final Cut no, 13. The whole package is called Final Cut Studio 2. But the Final Cut Pro app is, I think, officially called Final Cut Pro 6. So, packaged with that comes a couple programs that will become very handy. Especially one that is called Motion, which I've experimented with. And it's kind of like, I guess you could say, Adobe After Effects. Only it can, like, sync up with Final Cut Pro. So, it has better integration with that. So, hopefully now we can, you know, do some cool, nifty effects in our movies and stuff. And, you know, we can do explosions without going to detonationfilms.com. Although their explosions are still better. So, that's really good.
Oh, and by the way, Transformers is gay, don't watch.
Yes. Should we, since we pretty much talked about all their movie stuff, should we just, review some of these movies that we've seen?
Okay.
First, let's go with...
Transformers is gay, once that's it.
No. First, let's do The Day the Earth Stood Still. Okay. Kyle.
Kevin was dead. Oh, yeah. I did not was dead. I didn't want to see it because it looked extremely stupid.
He's okay.
Yet, you watched Transmorphers. And so did I. Unfortunately.
Anyway, we're not talking about Transformers.
Transmorphers.
Yes.
If you go to Netflix.
You haven't heard about it because no one has heard about it.
Alright, so Kyle, impressions on Day the Earth Stood Still.
It was, it's like, I think it's like,
by the way, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I think it's like Pirates 3 in the way that you have to watch it twice to like it. I've only seen it once, so. the story was easy to understand, but at the same time, it was like a really weird story, and it seemed like there should have been more story to it.
I'd have to agree with that. It seemed like there was just something, a little something missing, and you don't know what it is. That's kind of what I felt.
I'm just going to have to give it 3.5 stars.
Out of 5?
Out of 5.
Alright. I would say I'd give it like, gosh, I'm thinking 4 stars. Either that or a 3.9. Like, if it's not a 4 star, it's like super close. But, yeah. The concept was neat. Some of the stuff could have been executed a little better, like, casting someone else as that, like, secretary lady. The fat lady who was, like, talking for the president.
And, also no phone dropping on the bed.
Yes! There was tons of, like, obvious brand placement in that. Product placement.
In fact, it was so bad that when the credits was rolling, we were looking for product placement by Kevin. Do you remember that?
What?
Because there was so much bad product placement, then I pointed out to Lane, look, product placement by Kevin, even though I don't think there was product placement in the credits.
So,
but of course.
It starts out with, like, this, like, shot of, like, this lady, like, teaching a class or something, and she has, like, a laptop in front of her. And there's, like, kind of, like, a pretty obvious, like, big Windows lit-up logo on the front of the laptop. And I'm like, that's kind of, sucky.
No, I think it's awesome.
Of course, because Kyle's the Windows man.
Oh, he is.
Yet he likes to use my Mac all the time.
No, it's when somebody's already using the PC.
And then I come in and no one's using the PC and I'm saying, why are you using that? And you say, someone was on it.
And then I'm too lazy to get it.
Because he likes the Mac.
No, I didn't.
Alright, so, and then, at this one point, all these people are like, because the aliens are invading, they're going up to like this lit up, this, you know, like, sci-fi-ish lit-up table that, you know, you can see battle plans on and stuff. So they walk up to it, and it's a shot from above, and then it pans over, and you see the table, and it has a giant Windows logo on it.
And I'm like, yes!
And and then they, you know, click it to activate it, and it goes away, but that is just incredibly awesome. Bad. And then I'd say the worst, even worse than that, was this one shot of this lady, the main, you know, character, and she has this, like, phone or something, and it's just this one shot of the phone, and it's, like, towards the end of the movie, and it's a shot of the phone falling onto a bed.
And she picks it up. It's like close up of the phone. She picks it up, and then nothing happens with the phone for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, and
so it's obviously just product. It had the big LG logo on.
Yeah,
it.
And on this phone, like on the screen, it was like a giant LG logo.
And you're like, if nothing happens to that phone for the rest of the movie, then it's just gonna suck.
Yeah, it's just like they put it in there. Like the only purpose the shot served was to show off LG's phone. Yeah. That, to me, was incredibly sucky. And then there's others that you can name, which were a little less obvious, only they were still obvious. Like McDonald's.
The soup.
And the soup. And, said that one radio in the truck that got disintegrated.
And then the car.
Yeah, in the car. Thing. Yes.
And John Cleese, that's a big part of Cleese.
At first I'm like, when John Cleese's name came out, I was like, what? I didn't know he was in this.
And you're also like, who is he? Why is he here? He just appeared there. Like,
he's supposed to be the smart guy.
It's always the smart guy. And it's always John Cleese.
Alright, so...
3.5 stars.
Yeah. And if not 4 stars for me, close. So now, Yes Man, starring Jim Carrey.
I'll just start out by saying it's 5 stars. It's
I'd say, so funny. I'd say it's like 4.75.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Lane there, 4.75. That was an amazingly funny movie.
I was going in expecting another one of those Jim Carrey comedies that people forget really easily, and it's just nothing special, just the same thing that you've already seen. However, it wasn't like that. It was
pretty good.
It was really good.
And really funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I give it 5 stars.
And then just that one part, the Harry Potter part, was incredibly funny.
My favorite
and
part
was... It's not even that. Then he was wearing a toddler costume with the tie down to here.
And I'd say my favorite character was Norm. Norman.
Yeah, he's so funny.
And his name was Carl, and he called him Carl, and he's like, yeah, Carl's already short anyway. So the story is, there's this guy who says no to everything, and then he goes to this yes seminar, and the guy makes him say yes all the time, and then he realizes that he doesn't have to.
That's basically it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
He's like, he pops out of the car like, no panic.
Do you hate America?
That's what I said.
Do you hate America?
Well, that was the best part. I think the best part was when he's having that dream that he's dead and the fly goes on his eye.
And then he goes down into his mouth.
In his mouth.
So,
little kitty did a good impression of that scene.
So, I'd say it was really good.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Good scene.
Now, Transmorphers.
Gay one side.
Okay, so here's the story.
The story is gay.
So here's what happened. We were, last night, we were on Netflix looking for movies to queue up for the Xbox, and we saw this movie called Transmorphers, and we're like, oh, we gotta see what this is. So we did, and it was this really sucky movie, and it was so bad, and like, Transmorphers, they totally didn't have to call it that, because there was no mention of transmorphing in the movie at all.
And they were
all
just called Z-Bots.
Yeah, they should have called it Z-Bots. And like, the, it was so bad, because they called all the ladies sir.
And then, of course, there was...
Although it was kind of okay with that one lady, because she ended up being a lesbian.
Yeah, there was the lesbian general with the bisexual wife.
Because then they call the other lady sir as well.
They call everybody sir. And then, of course, like, they don't flesh out the characters well enough that when somebody dies, you don't care.
Didn't kill anybody off until the end.
You're so happy when somebody dies because you don't care about them.
Yeah.
Because the movie was so poorly
made. At one
point,
we thought that the one lesbian was going to die. And she, like, got blown up. And then we're like, yeah, she better be dead.
And then she came back to life. From nowhere.
And then,
like, and of course she had Botox and she looked.
And then it turned out that one guy was a robot.
So stupid.
Yeah, the main character turned out to be a robot.
And like, the animation was so bad, like they didn't texture anything.
It looked like
the green screen was stupid.
It looked like it could be cutscenes for a video game made 10 years ago.
Yeah, and like, one of the worst parts is that the people who made this movie also made a movie called The Day the Earth Stopped and a Sunday School Musical with a cover that looks just like High School Musical cover.
The same logo.
Yeah.
And they're like...
I'm thinking...
And they're like really serious about it. They're not a spoof.
Oh, there's their Lord of the Rings, Merlin and the Dragon something.
War of the Dragons or something like that. Yeah, so anyway, it, like, started out, and we were like, you know, making fun of it, of course, because it was, you know, dumb. But then after a while, it just got so incredibly stupid that it wasn't even fun to make fun of it.
Yeah, like,
of course, we just wanted people to die. Like, we wanted mass.
They had thought that
mass homicide.
They had thought that the robots were made by an alien race, but it turns out the robots were an alien race, and like they had guts inside of them. It's so stupid.
I think the best actor was the doctor guy, and he was a bad actor. So everybody was a bad actor.
Yeah.
It looks like
I don't even know who the best actor was in that.
He was that guy who died.
It was a soap opera.
Maybe the guy who died.
Don't even watch it. Don't give that movie any money.
Their budget was $300,000.
Where did they get that money, anyway?
I don't know, but... Oh my gosh, so horrible. And then the guy... The guy sacrificed himself to, like, save everybody.
And then you thought
you know, I'm like, yes, finally, we're gonna see someone die. And then, he, like, steps out, and for a moment, we were, like, thinking, oh no, he's not dead!
Oh no.
And then he died, or he fell over and almost died, and then he started thinking about that lesbian chick that he loved. And then, we were like, oh god, she's gonna make him come back to life, despite her power of... No, he wants her, and then he died. And I was like, yes. They didn't even have to put that in there. Damn.
With his stock footage dream.
Yeah, they put stock footage as his dream.
It was just like the sun coming out. Oh, and it was always raining.
Yeah. And the lightning came on every second, and it was...
It was like a strobe light.
Yeah, it was like they did it inside a studio.
No, they did it outside, but still... And then, the one part at the very beginning with that one squad that came out, and the guy...
He started bleeding?
No. And remember, he was, like, crouching behind, and he was, like this. Although people listening to this podcast won't be able to see. So, it was a really weird movie. Don't watch it.
We were probably the only people who ever watched it 100% of the way through. And the sound was out of sync, too.
That was, like, the funniest part is that it's such a stupid movie, and then the sound was off, also.
Except for that one time that one guy talked, and the sound came from...
Oh, yeah, it sounded like he was, like, a robot, only he wasn't.
And it also came from way, way far away. And, like, he made the Wendy's chick robot.
Oh, yeah. It looked like the little Wendy's logo. Oh,
and there's also... The funny thing is that there's no subplot. There's no plot either. It's just...
Let's go fight these robots outside.
That could very well be the caption of the movie. Let's go fight these robots outside.
In the rain. Because every time they went outside, it rained.
Yeah.
And supposedly it took place 5 years from now, but 300 years ago we were sent underground.
No, because I thought that, because at the beginning of the movie it said, like, in 2009 we discovered alien life. We sent a message of peace, and then they came 5 years later with their answer. And so I thought that it took place 5 years later. But apparently, they never state this, but apparently it takes place
300 years ago.
Yeah, or 300 years in the future or something like that. Something funky like that, but...
They didn't...
Oh my god. One star. I have no hesitation. One star.
No, you know what? Zero stars. That's it. It's 5 stars on the Let's Make Fun of It level.
No, not even that.
Okay. No, because you can't make fun of it.
It got so...
Well, at the beginning, it was like... Yeah, but
you could only make fun of it.
I'm sure you can make fun of it if you watched it in, like, short segments, but because of all that underground concrete bunker footage,
acting,
it just got
and zero
really
plot.
Tedious, and we're like, oh my god. One star. If that. That's max.
What was the website?
I don't know. Let's not even say anything.
It was something about the asylum.
Anyway, that's it. 1 star. Don't watch it. Don't Although, the sequel... No, wait, sorry. It's a prequel. Might be good.
Even though it's called Transmorphers 2, it's a prequel. Yeah, they're making a Transmorphers.
You know, wait. Maybe the only reason that they're making a sequel is because they're making a sequel of Transformers. So it's gonna come like out like right after Transformers. I don't know. But anyway, those are our movie reviews. I hope you enjoyed. Please email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or call in with a message at 208-474-2690.
We haven't memorized
it. Yay! We got, you know, New Marlins coming in February, plus a new, like, live-action movie coming soon.
And it's not even live-action, it's...
Well, it was...
Well, it's hard.
You'll know when you see it. Anyway, hope you enjoyed. Bye-bye.
Bye!
Bye!